This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition recorded by arrangement with Multnomah Books, an imprint of Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, LLC. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Multnomah Drive Time Audio presents Fit for Excellence, read by author Sherry Rose Shepherd.
When this life is over, it won't matter what car we drove, what house we lived in, or how much money we made. The only thing that's going to matter is that we made a difference in somebody else's life. I know from personal experience what it's like to grow up in what society refers to as a dysfunctional home. Today, there are so many dysfunctional families that much of the world has lost sight of what a healthy, functional family even looks like. My parents have been married and divorced 3 times each. I've been a part of 5 blended families. My dad had an extremely violent temper, and my mom was paralyzed by emotional pain. Because they were always in one crisis situation after another, I never felt the freedom to go to my parents for comfort and direction. When I needed comfort, I found it in food. And when I was in pain, I used drugs and alcohol to escape. By the time I was 16, I was addicted to both the food and the drugs. I had made so many poor choices, burnt so many bridges, and nearly destroyed my mind and body. I believed I was destined for destruction. Oh, I wanted desperately to crawl out of this deep, dark hole of despair, but the harder I tried, the deeper I fell into depression. At the lowest point of my life, my stepmom Susie challenged me with a painful question. She asked me how long was I going to use my past as an excuse for the poor choices I was making. She shocked me with the truth that I could do nothing to change my past, but I could make the right choices and change my future. That painful truth empowered me to change almost everything about myself. And believe it or not, in just 1 year, I lost over 60 pounds, stopped using drugs, changed my friends, changed my attitude, my grades, my clothes, my hair color, and while I was in change mode, I even changed my Jewish nose. I went from a drug-using, overweight, insecure junior in high school to a popular, powerful senior that had boyfriends, a local beauty title, and a much better place in life. It looked like I had it all. And to the outside world, I did. There was only one piece missing from what appeared to be this perfect puzzle. It didn't matter how much I projected a perfect life on the outside, because on the inside I continued to die a silent and secretive death that no one could see but me. My personal success strategies left me emotionally starving, lonely, and depressed, because money, things, and worldly success and beauty could only hide my pain. They could not heal it. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to man, but in the end it leads to death." My life was a book with a sleek and colorful cover, but inside the pages were empty. Each chapter of what looked like a new life had the same title, "I'll Be Happy When." An English teacher of mine was so frustrated with me that she told me I'd never amount to anything in life and that I was born to be a loser. I was certain that my English teacher was right until I discovered God's grammar lesson for broken lives like mine. God's grammar lessons teaches us not to put a period where He has a comma, because He has a plan for every life He creates. By the time I reached age 24, I did not know how to deal with my feelings. I could not possibly tell anyone that the young woman who seemed to have it all still cried herself to sleep every night, just like she did when she was a little girl. If I went to a doctor for my emotional pain, he'd look at my blessed life and give me a drug for my depression. I couldn't tell my parents because they were still dealing with their own problems, and I didn't want to tarnish their image of me. If I told my friends about my emotional pain, they would look at my success and think I was ungrateful, and I certainly didn't want to pay a psychiatrist to pretend to care about me. So I did what I learned to do when I was a young girl. Once again, I ignored the warning signs. I covered them up by losing more weight, winning more pageants, making more money.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?